Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant today. In Tel Aviv, you can expect sunny skies with comfortable temperatures. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is enjoying a mild day. Down in Eilut, it's warm and inviting, perfect for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, Kushner meets Hamas chief in Egypt in push for Gaza disarmament, according to Times of Israel from earlier today. The IDF continues strikes. Hamas says disarmament requires a public commitment from Netanyahu. Also, a front of 8 countries against Israel threatens Trump's efforts to end the war. Walla reports this comes from Egypt, Jordan, the UAE, and other nations earlier today. Also this hour, Erdogan warns of possible confrontation with Israel. Mariv reports the Turkish president's statement that Ankara seeks peace but won't back down from war, from earlier today. Separately, shipping slows through the Strait of Hormuz following tanker attacks, as Jerusalem Post noted just minutes ago. Some ships attempt to pass undetected. And finally, Israel Hayom reveals Iran exploited the Versailles Agreement to prepare for conflict. This report emerged in the last few minutes, showing Tehran took advantage of diplomatic moves. Here's what people are saying online. The Times of Israel noted earlier today that Hamas demands Netanyahu's public commitment before disarming. Amidar reflects on the complexity of conflict, posting recently that real life isn't a Hollywood movie and urges understanding our own side's flaws. Eyal Yacobi expressed disbelief with a humorous tone, writing just minutes ago, "This can't be real." Now for more on those stories. Starting with the diplomatic efforts in Egypt. According to the Times of Israel, Jared Kushner is leading talks with Hamas to push for Gaza's disarmament, with mediators from Egypt, Turkey, and Qatar present. The stakes are high as Hamas insists on a public commitment from Netanyahu. This could alter the dynamics of the ongoing conflict and impact regional stability. Turning to the international response, Walla reports that a coalition of 8 countries, including Egypt and Saudi Arabia, condemns Israel's stance amid Trump's peace efforts. This united front might complicate diplomatic resolutions and increase pressure on Israel to change its approach. Meanwhile, Turkey's President Erdogan's remarks are a stark reminder of rising tensions. As reported by Mariv, Erdogan states Turkey will not shy away from conflict if attacked, even as it seeks peace. This could escalate military readiness on both sides, affecting civilians and regional peace. Shipping concerns are growing in the Strait of Hormuz. The Jerusalem Post notes a significant drop in traffic due to recent tanker attacks. With ships potentially moving with transponders off, global trade routes face disruptions, which could impact oil prices and supply chains. And on Iran's strategic maneuvers, Israel Hayom reports that Iran used the Versailles Agreement as a cover to bolster its military readiness. This revelation could strain diplomatic ties and alter negotiations, heightening tensions in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, Mariv Business reviews the Galaxy Z Fold 8, Samsung's latest foldable phone. It boasts improvements in comfort and battery life, appealing to tech enthusiasts in Israel and beyond. Separately, according to Silverfort co-founder Yaron Kastner, the answer to AI challenges isn't panic. Katech highlights the need for responsible AI development to keep it beneficial. And finally, iNet Business reports on iDoc's new consortium with 12 U.S. health systems. Their goal is to enhance diagnostics using AI, potentially revolutionizing healthcare for millions. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 7 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.